The First Ontario Performing Arts Centre presents Ensemble Made in Canada's Mosaic Project. This very special concert event celebrates the diversity and richness of Canada through the eyes and ears of its people, featuring a commissioned suite of piano quartets by 14 Canadian composers, each inspired by a specific region of the country. A national tour and CD launch culminates in St. Catherine's wonderful Partridge Hall on January 24th. I was just there. It is great. Tickets at firstontariopac.ca. Since its premiere in July of 2018, the commissioned suite of new works has reached almost every corner of this country, from Nunavut to British Columbia's Sunshine Coast to Pouch Cove in Newfoundland and beyond. The project features all new works from a diverse array of composers and genres, from classical jazz and singer-songwriter to electric and First Nations traditions. Those composers include the great David Braid, Vivian Fung, Barbara Kroll and Andrew Downing, and the talented performer and composer you're about to hear from. Joining me in studio is Sarah Sleen, the pianist, author, visual artist, composer, touring sensation, genre bender, and even broadcaster. She's a three-time Juno nominee who has released 11 albums that show off her particular brand of classical pop. She's toured and performed with orchestras around the country and has collaborated with everyone from Hawksley Workman to the Art of Time Ensemble. With Sarah today is Toronto violinist Elisa Lee, who has appeared as a soloist with the TSO, the Brat Festival Orchestra, and the Royal Conservatory of Music Orchestra. She's a recipient of prestigious awards and scholarships and has spent portions of her career in Norway, Germany, Sweden, and Austria. She's worked with the likes of Claudio Abbado, Louis Lorty, and Shauna Rolston. Elisa joined Ensemble Made in Canada back in 2010. On Friday at 7:30, the Mosaic Project will be presented at First Ontario Performing Arts Centre in St. Catharines, featuring multiple screens, providing close-ups of the musicians and their instruments, footage from the tour thus far, and as well, newly created images inspired by the music. The concert will be live-streamed on Ensemble Made in Canada's website and Facebook pages as well. The Mosaic album is available online and on all streaming platforms starting Friday. Sarah Sleen, Elisa Lee, welcome to the New Classical FM. Great to have you both here.
Nice to be here.
Hi.
I'll start with you, Elisa, because you've been with Ensemble Made in Canada for the last decade. What was the thinking when this all started 10 years ago?
Right. So we wanted to celebrate our 10-year anniversary, and we were thinking big and bold, and we thought, oh my gosh, as a Canadian ensemble, wouldn't it be great to travel the country? And we thought, oh my gosh, okay, well, how realistic is that really?
So big country.
Big country, sure. No money, but a lot of passion and big
country,
dreams.
That's a great moniker. Big country, no money. Let's see what happens. Yeah.
So we thought, okay, we actually did look into the Via Rail system, and we thought, okay, I don't know how we're going to make this happen. So then we thought, well, we gave up on that idea relatively quickly because we sort of just came to a dead end. And so we thought, well, if we can't actually physically do it, why don't we just do it musically? We said, we can do that.
And you've watched this Mosaic project sort of blossom because you've been to so many places that the music is meant to celebrate. Is that fair?
That's right. When we first started, we didn't know if we could actually achieve a national tour. And so it sort of grew and sort of expanded. We got so much support that we actually managed to reach our goal of going across the country and hitting all territories and provinces within the last year and a half.
Must be pretty exciting for some of those, you know, we think of in Toronto, everybody comes here, but you head to, you know, a small town in Newfoundland or up to the Northwest Territories, and people must love it.
Oh, yeah, minus 55 is great. For some reason, we hit a lot of really remote places in the dead middle of winter.
Of course, on a cold road, my friend.
Of course. We have so many stories and wonderful memories and met incredible people.
Sarah Sleen, you're very crafty about the projects you choose. And, you know, I think about all that you've done over the years, the film, the art, the orchestras, your pop records. What drew you in for this particular project?
Well, I've never written a piano quartet before.
Right.
And I've never...
Check.
Right, exactly. And also, the scope of the project, it was so ambitious. And these players, I've played with Rachel Mercer before in Art of Time. They're all four of them, top level virtuoso performers. So, I mean, that's a very unique opportunity to write for players like that. And so, of course, I said yes.
And tell us a little bit about the recording you did. What region of the country were you covering, and what inspired you to write it?
Well, my number one choice was Newfoundland, and I got it. Yay! And I chose Newfoundland because I spent a lot of time there. I have some relatives, some Newfie blood in me.
I have in-laws.
Do you? That doesn't count.
Well, I've been there. I've been there quite a bit.
Well, okay, maybe it does.
For that reason.
Honorary Newfoundlander.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Well, I do have Newfie blood, and I went there in about 2011 and spent an entire summer there in the town of Pooch Cove.
I said pouch.
But it's Pooch Cove.
It's Pooch.
Yes, and the Newfoundlanders will appreciate that correction.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed my time there. It was magical. It's a very small town, but you can see whales coming into the bay in the middle of the afternoon.
A friend of mine pointed out it's better than advertised. Newfoundland.
It's extraordinarily beautiful.
Isn't it something?
And I think the best part of Newfoundland is the people.
Right.
They're just so unadorned and real and open.
So you put that spirit into this music. Is that fair?
Well, the piece that I wrote is actually about a man who lives there.
Okay.
And he's kind of he's such a Newfoundland character. He's, you know, he could be 50 or he might be 75, you're not really sure. And he you know, rides his little BMX bike around the town in coveralls and a toque, even in July. And I think he's picking up recycling, but I'm not sure. And he just would talk to the tourists and be this amazing Newfoundland character.
And as a musician, I suppose you're looking out for these types of characters and ideas pretty much all the time, right?
100%.
You're just collecting them for moments like this.
It was a fountain of inspiration. Yeah. I just thought to myself, he probably... I mean, from what I could glean from the other people in the town, probably didn't have more than grade 4 education, but knew the seasons and the land and the water so intimately. And he was just such a product of the place, which is interesting to me artistically.
So we're going to experience this on Friday night. If you're in and around St. Catharines or even here in the GTA, consider making a day of it. There's great restaurants around the venue because it is going to be a wonderful event. Take us through the night, sort of an audiovisual experience, I think, for people.
Yeah, we're trying to push the boundaries in terms of a classical music concert. This does already in itself push the boundaries because we are including people like Sarah, who are not maybe typical for the classical genre. All sorts of wonderful composers. So it's a really musically already very rich production, but we want to include a visual aspect. So we have do specially graphics that were actually designed to sort of suit each of the pieces. There can be a lighting design that will actually complement these graphics. There'll be, I believe, 12 cameras zooming and zipping around us, providing really dynamic close-ups of us on stage working really hard that the people in the audience can see, as well as the people at home watching the live stream.
So we're about to play Sarah's piece that she composed for this incredible quartet, and the recording out that day as well on Friday, correct?
Right, packed it all into one day. We're releasing our album on Friday as well. Yay!
Woo!
It's been long awaited and anticipated.
That's right. You guys kind of came in here with the weight of the world on your shoulders, and I can tell it's been a lot of work getting this all prepared. It is on Friday, 7:30 p.m. Ensemble Made in Canada presents Mosaic, the project at First Ontario Performing Arts Centre in St. Catharines, a multimedia event. The concert will be live streamed on the website, EnsembleMadeInCanada.com, and on their Facebook page as well. FirstOntarioPAC.ca for info and tickets. It sounds like a wonderful night out. We're about to hear the piece in just a moment. What's the title again?
Johnny Pippi of Pooch Cove on a Bicycle at Dawn.
So there you go. The image is set for you. Thank you to you both.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you, Sarah.